This is Grace Gostad. I'm a singer-songwriter, and like many, I've been traumatized by years of bullying.
You're ugly. You're stupid. You're gay. You're worthless.
Bullying causes real harm and can result in severe long-term depression, anxiety, addiction, and even self-harm. I created the Black Box Project for anyone who has ever felt different for any reason. Go to theblackboxproject.org to help you take the first step to healing. You are not alone.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We welcome you back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena as we get set for the second of five consecutive matches here on KNCA. If you missed it, Nemaha Central got pool play going with an impressive 27-25, 25-17 win over the Trojans of Beloit. And now we get our first opportunity to see Royal Valley, the Panthers, winning Substate a week ago as they got a couple of wins over Marysville and Silver Lake to get to this point. And Royal Valley, the 8th seed out of the 18 field. They come in with a record of 32-10 under head coach Katie Glatzik. They're making their third appearance at state in school history. Let's not forget, not long ago, 2019, Royal Valley, they were the state champions. Being the 8th seed, you get the number one seed in your first matchup. That is Halstead, the Dragons. How about this story? They come in with a record of 38-2 overall. They were the Central Kansas League champions. This is their first state tournament appearance in 33 years. They got second place back in 1991, which is their best finish in school history. Nemaha Central already a dub under their belt. Now can Royal Valley do the same as they, the 8th seed, get the top seed in this field in the Dragons of Halstead. So we got the Panthers and the Dragons. Halstead, again, out of the Central Kansas League. Royal Valley, out of the Big East League. Panthers and Dragons coming up, match number 2 of 3 here on KNCA. Shout out our boy Chance Link back in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. We appreciate it here on this Friday early evening. Halstead, the one seed, they'll hit it from right to left as Isaac courtside. Panthers in their gray uniforms, they will hit it from left to right. Panthers and the purple numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. Halstead, their blue uniforms with white numerals and lettering. Double dip here, Chance in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Appreciate it very much as we are off and running here. Continuing our 3A state volleyball coverage in Hutchinson. Again, Nemaha Central victorious against Beloit a little while ago, and now Royal Valley will try to start pool play. 1-0 as well, but they will have to take down the top seed in the Dragons of Halstead. Katie Glatzik, head coach for Royal Valley. Diana Schutte, the coach for the Dragons, got her 400th career win earlier this season. They won all three in-season tournaments that they played in. The first serve from left to right will be for Royal Valley. It is Madison Blackwood, the 5'4 junior, leads the team in assists, and we're off and running. Match number 2. Halstead sent it across quickly. The libero here for Royal Valley got it across. That's Avery Stidham. Now a chance here for Halstead. Blasted into the crowd by Klotz, and the Dragons get the first point on the kill shot. I believe that was Danica Ewer. So a 1-0 start here for the top seed in Halstead. Back to serve here. It is going to be Delana Schutte, the daughter of head coach Diana Schutte. Panthers get one, but get it right back. Here's an opportunity for Royal Valley. Smashed down by Kiwa Miller, and it was deflected out. And Miller, the first point for Royal Valley. Boy, how about this 6-foot freshman team leader in aces, second on the team in both digs and kills. And Kiwan Miller, the first point, ties it up at 1 apiece. Here on KNZA, there's the Royal Valley serve from left to right. Middle of the floor, pushed across by the Dragons. Stidham, left side, Klotz gets a good look, but it's batted into the air by Piper Schroeder, and out of play. So the Panthers get the points, and they take a 2-1 lead. Good crowd, the Royal Valley fans behind me here as we sit courtside. Good showing for both of our local teams, and that's going to be an ace for the Panthers. Miller again 50 aces on the year. 3-1 start here for Royal Valley. She leans left side of the floor. Takes a long running jump at it. Line drive. It's dug up in the air by Bernal. Bernal sets it up. There's a monstrous kill by Catherine Engel. 5'8 junior, 331 kills, second on the team for Halstead, and she gets the Dragons within 3-2. 33-year drought for Halstead at state volleyball ends this season. Incredible run, and now they're the one seed. Panthers with a 3-2 lead. They set it up for Klotz, tipped in the air. Good defense by the Dragons. Now a near side push and a tap down shot, but Klotz there. Klotz gets another chance, puts it down, up in the air. Klotz All-State a year ago. Another opportunity off the net. Bernal able to get the finish. A 5'10 freshman, Bailey Bernal, leader in kills for this Halstead team at over 400 this season. She ties it up at 3 apiece. Serve now for Engel. 65 aces coming in. Batted up into the air by Klotz towards the front of the net. Now Klotz gets teed up, and it's well defended but out of play. And Klotz earning that point for Royal Valley. Panthers back in front, 4-3. Now back to serve, Dazzo Mills, 6-foot sophomore. Boy, Panthers have some sensational underclassmen here in 2024. Klotz again, this time on the defensive effort, blocking one down. The Panthers take a 5-3 lead. Don't forget, the last game of our 5 straight matches here in Hutch will be Royal Valley and Nemaha Central in state. How about it? But a lot still to go until then. That one's deflected, a point for Halstead. Kill shot, another one for Bernal. And it's a 5-4 Royal Valley lead. And now serving for the 38-2 Dragons, it's going to be Jordy Schroeder. Piper Schroeder, her sophomore sister, also on the roster. Here's Klotz again, teeing it up, and a great diving effort by Schroeder. And now a great save on the other end by Mills to keep it alive. Klotz again, not much behind it. Schroeder was there. Here's a kill chance for Halstead, buried in the back left corner by Bernal again. She is busy here in the early going, and we are even Stevens at 5 apiece. Other side, the other pool play matchup is Neodache and Frontenac. Of course, Hoisington beat Girard on the other side in their first pool play match on that side of the court today. Another one for Bernal. Yes. Boy, she is heavy with those kill shots. This is not a very tall team for Halstead. They have nobody at 6 feet tall. Their tallest is Bernal at 5'10". But Halstead three straight. They take the lead here at 6-5. And a quick stoppage of play as they try to get it to, once again, Jordy Schroeder. 5'6 sophomore serving it up for the Dragons. Sends it across, line drive effort. Far side of the floor. Klotz wants to tee it up. Batted into the air by Engel. Bernal again. One-handed dig, and it goes out of play, but Klotz there to run it back down, and Royal Valley gets it back over. Nicely done. Bernal again, middle of the floor. Taps it down, but pushed up into the air by Truly Jim. Klotz again. Not this time. Bernal, this is her spot, and another beautiful dig, this time by Blackwood, and the third effort is put down by the Dragons. Truly Jim and Madison Blackwood had incredible efforts to keep that rally going, but in the end, Dragons earn it. 4 straight form, they lead it 7-5. Best finish in school history for Halstead, 1991. That was the last time they were here. Now Klotz getting one back. It was double deflected and out of play, so Klotz active early. Royal Valley within 7-6, and it stops that 4-point run for Halstead. Avery Stidham back to serve it. Impressive 5'6 senior, 22 aces on the year, wearing the purple libero jersey. Everybody else in the gray tops. Bernal the dig after the serve. They push it to Bernal, middle of the floor, deflected! A rejection point for Klotz again. A 7-7 tie here in set one. A sub in for the Dragons as they call on Danica Ewer. 168 digs coming into the tournament, and she sets up front right on the line. Another serve coming up for Stidham. Spins it in the left, standing middle of the floor. Bats it down three times. High into the air, sends it across. Left to right it goes. They want to set it up for Ewer, who just came into the match. And another point, a battle at the net. It's won by Royal Valley. This time, truly, Jim, on the defensive effort again. Three straight for the Panthers. They take the lead. It's 8-6, or excuse me, 8-7. Beg your pardon. Another opportunity, Stidham to serve. Sends it across, a near ace, but a diving effort by Engel. They want Bernal again, but right into the hands of Mills with a beautiful dig. Back to Klotz, Jim across. Halstead, front of the net, Bernal again, this time off the knees of Dazno Mills. She can't handle that one, and we're locked up. It is 8-8. Boy, the first match with Nemaha Central and Beloit, fantastic across the board. Thunder with the sweep, and 16 points here between Halstead and Royal Valley. We have split it across the board. 8-8 tie. Good one here, too. Stidham. The clock. Middle of the floor. Not much behind the spike attempt. Now the dig goes to the side of the Panthers. Blackwood sets it up for Klotz. Yes! She does it again. Klotz, an animal here to start things off. Responsible for more than half of the Royal Valley points here early. And now Klotz will go back to serve. Tremendous three-sport athlete, Central Missouri commit. Sends it across. So many college athletes here at this state tournament across 4A and 3A. Good save here by the Dragons. Bernal leaning back, up in the air, a couple of pinball shots. And Klotz on a free ball deep away from the net, gets it back over. They want Bernal again. A little finesse, nicely done. It was all heat, heat, heat. And that one was cold. We are tied at 9-9. Neodesha out to a 21-14 lead on Frontenac over on the other side of the floor in the other pool. That one in set number one as well. Serve coming up for Bailey Bernal. Impressive freshman here off to a good start for the Dragons. They want a battle at the net here. This time it's on the side of Halstead. Chasing it down is Bernal. Free ball sent across. Panthers have it. Blackwood high into the air. Here's a spike attempt. Delivering in the back left corner is Kiwa Miller. 10-9, Royal Valley. Back and forth we go here in match number two of five straight here on KNZA. If you're with us, we appreciate you. The libero is Schroeder. They set it up here for Engel. Her spike attempt is out. They wanted a deflection. They did not get the call. Royal Valley by two, 11-9 here in set one. Spinning it and firing on the serve is truly Jim. Bernal again, they want her, and they got her. Boy, they are heavy at going to number 10 for Halstead, and the freshman, or correction, beg your pardon, that was Catherine Engel, beg your pardon. Bernal's wearing number 3, so I miscommunicated that one, and I apologize for that. But it's now 11-10, and coming in to serve, Sloan Linton, 5'6 senior here, sends it across from right to left. Blackwood sets it up. This time it's put down by Dazno Mills. Sharing the wealth for the Panthers now over the last few points. May take that two-point lead back. It's now 12-10. High fives around the board for the Panthers. Good start here against the top seed in 38-2, Halstead. This is Madison Blackwood, leader in assists, only a junior. Approaching 900 on the year. Here's a set. There's a spike. Not much behind it. Jim was there. They want Miller again, leaning right. Diving for it was Bernal to keep it alive. And now another diving effort. Whistle blowing. Oh, no. And Kiwa Miller is down. And is hurt. I did not see what happened. She's holding up her left knee to her chest. I don't know if she's looking at the knee, maybe the ankle. It looks like they might be going down towards the ankle. Gosh, dang it. You just don't want to see it. What a start for Miller. Now she's dealing with an injury. And she is still down on the floor. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Injury timeout here in Hutch. We're back after this on KNZA.
Travel by Hannah offers personalized vacation planning to make your dream getaway a reality. Whether you're seeking a tropical escape, a European adventure, or a family-friendly trip, Hannah provides expert guidance and tailored itineraries. From flights and accommodations to activities and dining, she can handle every detail for a stress-free experience for you and your family. Let Travel by Hannah create unforgettable memories for you. Contact her today by phone call or text 785-213-1371 to let Hannah start planning your perfect vacation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great news for Royal Valley. Kewa Miller is back up to her feet. She is trying to walk this off, and the way it originally looked was not good. She does have a noticeable limp. She'll come out for right now, but she is walking off the court under her own power. She's shaking her head. It appears that she's going to be okay, but they're going to take her back and take a look at it. Again, they were kind of looking around, kind of high ankle-ish area, but just the fact that she got up out off the floor under her own power was very positive news for Royal Valley. So we'll check on that here in a bit. We're back to it. Bernal with a little tap and a point for Halstead out of the break. Royal Valley's lead trimmed to 12-11. Neodeshea won their first set on the other side over Frontenac, 25-16. And Royal Valley right now is going to burn a timeout, so we'll step aside for a tight 30. Good one here early on, 12-11. Panthers lead it back in 30 seconds. You're listening to state volleyball coverage on KNZA.
Rankus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rankuscattle.com. Rankus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton. Brian and Carol Bell with Bell Plumbing are proud to support local student athletes and the local communities. Bell Plumbing has been your local source for all your plumbing needs since 1968. Family owned and family operated. That's Bell Plumbing, located in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Appreciate our boy Chance Link in studio. Back to it. We appreciate it very much, helping us out on a busy sports weekend here across the board. And match number 2 of 5 straight here at the Class 3A Volleyball State Tournament in Hutchinson. Royal Valley out of the timeout, leading Halstead, the number one seed, 12-11. As Halstead will have the serve, this is going to be Schutte. This is Delana Schutte, the daughter of head coach Diana Schutte. Sends it across, and Mills getting it over on an underhanded two-shot there. Almost looked like a double hit, no call. Now far side, they want it for Mills this time. A little bit too strong on that one. Point for the Dragons, and they tie it at 12 apiece. Boy, Schutte's had a great season, team leader in assists, nearing 200 kills, over 2,000 assists in her career. Now Klotz from the back line, and a scotch too strong. The back-to-back miss hits by the Panthers gives Halstead a 13-12 lead. Three straight for the Dragons. Schutte again, sending it across. They want to set it up. Kind of miscommunication there. It's flat down, but Halstead ready for it. Right side of the floor, this is Ewer. Back line saved by Klotz. Setting it up is Blackwood. Put down. Is it in? It is. Point for the Panthers. Just barely grazed the line in the back left corner. And a 13-13 tie. Didn't see the connection there. A lot of bodies in the way. And back serving now for Royal Valley, Brooklyn Gilbert, a freshman, getting some time here in this state tournament. And the lefty slaps it into the net. Misfire there, and a free point for the Dragons, their lead 14-13. Substitution for Halstead, Tess Williams, 5'8 junior. Her cousin is Annie Williams, a freshman. So you got the Williams, who are cousins for Halstead, and then you got the Schroeders, who are sisters. Here's Jim, left side. Klotz gets a good beef at it. Deflected well. What a defensive play. Leading the charge is Tess Williams there, and a point for the Dragons. Boy, it looked like Klotz was about to absolutely bury one. But Williams said, no thank you. 15-13. Halstead on a little bit of a run here. Back-to-back points, and five of the last six have gone in the way of the top seed. Another serve. Bernal again now on it. Jim sets it up for Mills. Tipped, and that should be a point for the Panthers. It is. 15-14. They're within one. I shouted out Nemaha Central's student section here in that first match, and got to give the love as well to Royal Valley. They got a good crew on hand as well. Back and to my left, the sophomore Mills, listed at 6 feet tall, sends across the serve from left to right. Halstead by one here in the opening set. There's the set, there's the spike, there's the kill. This time, Bernal again. North of 400 in her freshman career. Or season, I should say. Beg your pardon. Mishandled that one by end. Couple subs in for the Dragons. 16-14. Still their lead now, too. Jordy Schroeder, sophomore to serve. Officials, a little communication here. And Schroeder now sends it across from right to left. Going down to get that one was Gilbert. And the second hit not there for Mills. 17-14. Halstead by three. It is their largest lead here in this opening set. It has been tight from the jump. Gilbert up front. Blackwood sets up plots, and another rejection defensively by Halstead. And once again, Tess Williams rejecting the heavy spike from Samantha Klotz. The run continuing here for Halstead. Their lead 18-14. Another serve across. Mills on the dig, set up by Blackwood, and then sent back across. On a free ball here by Noctonic, who's into the game. Good save here. Royal Valley on a free ball, getting it across. Halstead wants to set it up. They get a good look. Bernal again, yes. But Bernal is very, very good. Just from the early portions of this matchup, you can tell how good she is going to be for the next three-plus years for this Halstead team. Ending a 33-year state tournament drought. Now the number one seed here. Klotz getting one. Another diving effort. Halstead leaning left, and it's behind the stick. And that is a much-needed point for Royal Valley. It stops a run of four straight and six of seven. And it gets Royal Valley to within four, 19-15. Avery Stidham now back to serve for the Royal Valley Panthers, who went 7-3 in Big East League play. 32-10, their record coming in. And another point here for Bernal. So Halstead creating a little bit of separation here after Royal Valley looked very strong in the early going. Piper Schroeder, libero in the white jersey top, now onto the floor for the Dragons. The serve now coming from Danica Ewer. Sends it across, line drive with it. Blackwood setting it up. Klotz getting a good look. Is it in? No, it's out. Boy, Klotz has had some really good looks. Last couple defended well by Halstead. That one just misfired. And the lead for Halstead continuing to grow here late, 21-15. Staggered stance for Ewer on the serve. Stidham the dig. Blackwood the set. Klotz the spike. Dug up by, that time, Engel. Nicely done. Bernal again. Yes, my goodness. Dragons have a groove going late in this opening set, 22-15, their largest lead by far. 5'8 junior Ewer continuing the stretch here behind the line to serve for the Dragons. Their fans enjoying this run here, trying to put away first or this number one set. Blackwood wants Klotz, front right part of the net, and she goes into the net. The Panthers falling behind here late. And a timeout for Royal Valley. Dragons, monster run. They lead the Panthers 23-15 here in set one. Match two of five straight here on KNZA. A quick timeout, back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halstead trying to put Royal Valley away here in this opening set. A big-time run for the Dragons, leading now 23-15. Good news for the Panthers. Kewa Miller is back on the sideline after suffering an injury, but the bad news is there's still a little bit of a limp to her walk, and not sure if the return is coming or not, but we keep an eye on it for sure. Halstead 23, Royal Valley 15. There's the serve by the Dragons. Blackwood middle of the floor, and now leaning back on that hit was Jim. And now tap down, point for the Halstead Dragons. And they are 1 point away from putting away this first set. Their lead is 24-15. Halstead fans on their feet, trying to put away the Panthers here in set one. And there is the good news as Kewa Miller has checked back in for the Panthers. Very good news to see that. The chance for Halstead to put this first set away, obviously when she went down, is when Halstead went on the run. Kill shot too long by Klotz. Set over. A dominant end for Halstead as they win the first set 25-15 over Royal Valley. We step aside for a two-minute timeout. We're back after this for set number two action here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Royal Valley dropping that first set to Halstead here. That final score, 25-15 for the Panthers here in their first pool play match here at the state tournament in a must-win situation. In the storyline from that first set, Royal Valley was in the lead, and then Kewa Miller went down with an injury, but the good news is she came back in late in that first set. She is still kind of twisting that ankle and still a little bit of a ginger with the walk, but again, Miller, they need her out there because they were leading before she went out, and as soon as she went out, Halstead went on the run and put it away 25-15. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman with you here. Yamaha Central won their first matchup in pool play against Beloit, 27-25 and then 25-17. Royal Valley has to play back-to-back matches. After this one, they will take on Beloit. Sorry, lost my train of thought there. And Beloit's going to be in a must-win situation as well after dropping that one to Yamaha Central. So the lineups are set. The ball is being rolled to the right side of me, which where Halstead stands will hit from right to left. Delana Schutte, 5'9 senior, will send it across. Must win here for the Panthers in set two. They go right to Kiwa Miller, and she goes right into the net. And she is still not quite 100%. Was a little bit late with that jump. But she is fighting through some pain right now. And Halstead has the 1-0 lead. Another serve by Schutte. Blackwood leaning. And back on that one was Mills, not much behind it. Here is Bernal, deflected out of play, 2-0 Dragon. Bernal was a menace in that first set. The freshman at 5'10", team leader in kills at over 400 coming in, and she has just been adding to that total here in this first matchup here tonight. Blackwood, middle of the floor, clots. Now it's launched into the air near the ceiling, and somehow Halstead steadies it and gets it back over. Blackwood again. Now Mills drops one down. Not there this time. Halstead a right side spike. Good dig on the back line by Klotz. Now a chance for Miller. Not there this time. They wanted Halstead into the net. No call, and Halstead gets the point. Catherine Engel this time, the junior, buries that one home, and the Dragons have scored the first three here in set two. Good start here for the number one seed Dragons. 38-2 coming in. Central Kansas League champions. Blackwood middle of the floor. They want Miller this time. She got a good look, but it's defended well. Tap down by Mills. Halstead just right place, right time. Bernal the tap. Bernal the point. And Halstead has scored the first four here in set two. Again, this is not a tall team on paper. Bernal at 5'10 is their tallest on the board. They are crisp and accurate. Nice diving dig by Schroeder. Tap down at the net and another point for Halstead. And everything a little bit out of sync right now, and I think Katie Glassick wants a timeout. Yes, she'll take it. Got to stop the momentum here. Halstead out to a 5-0 set two lead. Back in 30 here on KNZA.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast, gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month. For a gig of download and upload speed, perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Number one seed Halstead Dragons out to a 5-0 set two lead here against Royal Valley. As Halstead won the first set 25-15, and Panthers in a must-win scenario here in their first pool play match here. Royal Valley, the 2019 state champions, making their third appearance at state in school history. Halstead out of the timeout, look to continue the momentum. Schutte the serve. Blackwood on the set there, and another well-defended play by Schutte. Bernal again, little tap, little finesse, does it again. She's got everything in the bag, and she is showing it here through a set and change. 6-0 Halstead. Here is the serve again by Schutte. Panthers in a deficit here early. Here is Miller, whistle. And they're going to stop play here. And they're going to say Kiwa Miller was under the net. It would have been the first point for Royal Valley, but it was wiped off the board. And Halstead's lead is now a touchdown at 7-0. Well, nothing going right here early for Royal Valley. As Schutte will send the serve across right to left Stiles. Blackwood sets it up. No miscommunication. Klotz able to get it there, though. Now Halstead back on the attack. Middle of the floor. There's the spike. Nicely there by Jim. Now Miller gets a good look at it, but again, Halstead just crisp on the back line. Bernal again. My goodness. Well, if you could tell, I am right next to the Halstead bench. And they are loud and proud, and their team out to an 8-0 set two lead. Another serve by Schutte. Up to the front of the net, Blackwood pushing it across and then leaning to get it back over was Miller. Still showing a little bit of signs of the injury. Good diving effort by Stidham to keep that spike attempt alive. And now Miller on a free ball underhands it over. Halstead back on the attack. They push it backwards. There's the spike off the top of the net. Good dig that time by Jim. Miller again leaning back right into the net. 9-0 Halstead. Well, an opportunity here as Halstead again out to the 9-0 advantage here in set two, winning the first set by 10. Here's Miller again. This she got her best look since the injury, but it was too long. 10-0, Halstead leading. Well, that's going to be the difference for me if Royal Valley goes on to lose here in this first match. Just the health of Miller, because they were leading that first set before she went out. It has all gone down south since. But a service error, and the Panthers finally get on the board. It's 10-1. Here's the serve by Royal Valley. Here's a set for Bernal. That time she tapped and miss hit that one into the net. Back-to-back points for Royal Valley. It's 10-2. Here is the serve by Blackwood. Halstead settles. Bernal left side spike. Great diving effort again by Blackwood. Keeps that one alive. Halstead again, front of the net. Put down right to Stidham, though. Now Miller gets it back across on the second try. They want Bernal again. Left side. Another great dig, this time by Klotz. Stidham towards the front of the net. And batted down by Halstead. Battle at the net. Pushed across by Bernal. Another diving effort by Klotz. Blackwood, Miller, tap down, but saved up into the air by Schutte. Another Bernal attempt. Another diving save by Klotz. Best rally here in set two. Miller sends one across. Diving save, but out of play. Good to see Miller get one back. And three straight for the Panthers. After getting down 10-0, it is now 10-3. Blackwood continues to serve. Madison Blackwood, a junior. 1,000-plus assists in her career. And Bernal tips one off the net, but Miller played it well. Mills back to Miller for the spike. Deflected well at the line. Point for the Dragons. That stops the three-point run there for Royal Valley, and the lead is 11-3. Catherine Engel back to serve. Quality season, over 330 on the kills, 259 on the dig, 65 aces. Stidham, the second hit, middle of the floor, and Klotz with a heavy hit to the other side. Here's a set. Here's the spike by Bernal again. My, oh my. 12-3, Halstead. Head coach for the Panthers, Katie Glatzig, barking out some signals, letting them know what we got to do. Another serve, this time by Engel. Klotz barely saved it from being an ace. Now Miller again, kind of hobbling towards it, gets it across. Boy, she's still showing signs of the injury. And another spike, and it's too long this time by Bernal. Point for Royal Valley, 12-4. It will be Miller now, back to serve for Royal Valley, trailing in this second set, 12-4. Halstead rallied late and dominated the latter portion of set one, winning 25-15. Bernal again and again and again. It is not stopped for the Dragons. She does another kill shot, 13-4. Top seed leading it here. And Royal Valley will play Beloit in the next match after this one. Panthers got to do a little digging deep here to get back into this one. Here's a kill shot and a big one there. Dazno Mills, a sophomore, much needed. Royal Valley needs to go on a run here. It's 13-5. Mills with the kill. Mills now with the serve. A little more to the right side of the back line. Sends the serve across. Here's the set. There's the spike. Mills on the dig. Blackwood sets it up for Klotz. Great look. Is it in? No, it's out. Boy, Klotz going back to that first set. Had a few looks that just looked pure, but just missed firing on a few of them. And Halstead gets the serve back, leading 14-5 as Ewer goes back to serve. Starts with a staggered stance, now squared away at the net, sends it across. They want Klotz. Dug up in the air by Engel. Nicely done. Battle at the net. It's won by Royal Valley. Klotz that time defensively. 14-6, the Halstead lead. Jordy Schroeder comes out. Sub in for Halstead. On the front lines, it's Schutte. Avery Stidham back to serve for Royal Valley. Line drive, barely grazing the top of the net. They want Bernal again, middle of the floor. Well, she does it from the near side, far side in the middle. It doesn't really matter. Bernal, another one. 15-6. Bernal back to serve. Dominant showing here so far for the top seed in 38-2 Halstead. Blackwood sets it up near side, Klotz, and that time, that is pure. Point for the Panthers, thanks to Klotz. And it is 15-7, Dragons. Neodache trying to sweep front neck on the other side of the floor. They lead set 2, 22-19. Served by Klotz, it's an ace. How about it for Klotz? 15-8. Three of the last four have gone to Royal Valley. They need to continue that trend here. A little while longer. Klotz with the serve, but right into the net. That destroys the momentum rather quickly. And it's a double up here for the Dragons. 16-8, couple of subs in. They'll bring in Linton to serve. And they also bring in Jordy Schroeder back in on the front line. Sloan Linton, 5'6 senior, wears jersey number 6. Starts from the left side of the floor. Sends it to the back right corner. That's where Mills is standing. Now they set it up for Miller. Little finesse off the top of the net. Batted into the air by Schutte. Now Engel gets a good look, but right to Klotz. Blackwood sets it up. Klotz running in. Not much behind it. Dug up nicely by Linton. Now Engel gets a look. Two-handed tap, but right to Miller. Mills back to Miller. Leaning back. Right to Linton. Good rally brewing. Engel gets a good look again. Punched up into the air by Mills. Probably would have been out. She knows it, but Klotz gets a chance and sails it long. 17-8. Good rally. And again, Mills visibly upset for that last poke that she had because it would have been well long and a point for the Panthers. Instead, a two-point swing there as Royal Valley now trailing 17-8. Linton on the serve right to Mills. Miller gets a chance here. Oh, and just drills Ewer in the thigh. And a big-time point for Miller. Some of her confidence back. She's ready. 17-9. A lot of work still to be done for Royal Valley, trying to avoid being swept here in their first match of the tournament. Here's Engel. Down it goes. A little finesse tap. Middle of the floor to the front right part of the net on the other side. 18-9, Halstead. Schutte to serve. Shoots it across. Blackwood front of the net. They want Mills this time. Well defended by Halstead. The defense by Schroeder. Now again for Miller. Schroeder again. Another rejection. Dragons just shooting flames on both sides of the ball. 19-9 is their lead here in set two. And Royal Valley has to play Beloit after this one. Beloit's going to be upset losing to Nemaha Central in the first match. There's a nice kill shot for Miller. Back right corner it goes. 19-10. A Royal Valley deficit here as Blackwood will go back to serve. The run for the Panthers, it needs to start now. Halstead scrambles a little bit, sent across by Ewer, and it's too long. 19-11, back-to-back points for Royal Valley. Blackwood continues to serve. Near side of the floor, sends it across, and it's an ace. Three straight for Royal Valley. 19-12. Blackwood had a 97% serve percentage. 97 serve percentage, I should say, and now back-to-back aces. 19-14, Royal Valley down five. This is by far and away their best run here in this second set. 36 aces coming in, back-to-back here for Blackwood. Ewer to the front of the net. They tee her up. Defended well by Mills, but batted into the air. It's on top of the net. Tap down. Halstead gets it. A 50-50 ball at the top of the net. And it's tapped down by Schutte. past the arms of Mills. That stops that little burst by Royal Valley. It's now 20-13, beg your pardon. And the serve by Engel this time. Back floor, and Quant has to get it over. Halstead sets it up. Beautifully done. Well defended, but down it goes, and that is a point for Jordy Schroeder. Back-to-back points for Halstead after four straight by Royal Valley. And it's now 21-13. Halstead looking for a sweep. Schutte again on the serve. Deep and gone. 21-14. Miller going back to serve it here. Line drive serve across. Dug up by Piper Schroeder. Now a miss hit. And they blow the whistle dead. They call a lift against the Dragons. 21-15. Royal Valley down six. Miller to serve it again. Left side of the floor, right into the net. 22-15. Halstead inching closer to the sweep. This is Jordy Schroeder. So you got Piper and Jordy, sisters. Jordy a sophomore. Here's Klotz on a beautiful kill shot. Well set up. And Klotz the kill for Royal Valley. 22-16 they trail. This will be Mills back to serve. This Royal Valley team won the Jeff West tournament in the middle of the season. They got second in another tournament. And third at Wamego. And another one sailed too strong by Halstead. Back-to-back points for Royal Valley. They're within 22-17. Jordy Schroeder comes off. And Schutte back in on the front line. Served by Mills. Left to right it goes. A near ace, but picked up nicely by Halstead. Now Bernal gets a chance at the net. Down it goes. Once again, it danced on top of the net. And Royal Valley wished it fell on the other side. It did not. And it's now 23-17. You were back to serve. Halstead fans, about half of them to their feet. They still need two to end it here. There's the serve. Klotz the dig. They want to set up Klotz from Blackwood. Good defense again. Halstead bats it into the air. They push it to Bernal. Short left. Tipped up by Jim this time. And now Klotz gets a good look. Another defensive effort by Halstead. They are great on the front line. Klotz another look. Finesse this time. Beautifully done. Saw what the defense was doing and made the proper adjustment. 23-18, Halstead. Set two. They beat Royal Valley in set one, 25-15. Stidham to serve. Spins in the left, swings the right hand through. Dig by Piper Schroeder. They set it up. Bernal spike. Bernal kill again. It is match point for one seed Halstead. 24-18. They're trying to put it away. Neodache is already finished off their match. They swept Frontenac 25-16, 25-22. Beloit and Royal Valley after this one. Can Halstead put it away here? There's the serve. Right to Mills. Blackwood middle of the floor. Now Jim leaning back. Fires it, and down it goes. It stayed just inside the line. Halstead let it go, thinking it was going to be too strong. Jim placed it in a good spot. 24-19. Klotz spins, delivers. A near ace, but diving to save it. They want Engel, a chance to win it. Taps at the top of the net on the side of Halstead, and it's tapped down by Schutte. Now Klotz sends it high into the air. Tapped down by Miller, and another point for Royal Valley. 24-20. It is not over yet. As Klotz will serve. Got to be precise here. Bouncing it strong with the right hand three times. Lifts it up. Goes across. Schutte sets it up. Engel the spike. And it's out. A little hesitation there by the official, but it goes the positive way for Royal Valley. And they are within 24-21. But they still need three more here. At least four extra points. They want Engel. Two-handed tap. Another diving save. And Royal Valley somehow kept it alive. Here's Engel again, left-handed tap, ball game. Back-to-back sweeps here in pool play to start. Nemaha Central victorious in the first match over Beloit. And Halstead defeats Royal Valley here in the second match. The finals in this one, 25-15 and 25-21. Take a quick timeout. We'll come back, recap it. Panthers get set to take on Beloit. That's the next matchup coming up. But again, Halstead sweeps Royal Valley, and we're back right after this.
Fall means cooler temperatures and less grass for your cattle. Tubs are a great way to utilize available forages. If you need a tub to fit into your program, be sure to come in and see us here at Jackson Farmers. During the month of October, we'll have some great savings on all protein, mineral, and even horse tubs. Call us today, visit us online at jacksonfarmers.com, or come in to one of our four locations in Holton, Lancaster, Effingham, or Meriden. We are your locally owned partners here at Jackson Farmers.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the top seed in the tournament, the Dragons of Halstead, moved to 39-2. As they sweep Royal Valley here, 25-15 and 25-21. Champ Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tabman with you here live at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Now Beloit is back on the floor. Panthers have to regroup in what is now surely a must-win for them if they want to keep their hopes alive for a trip to the semifinals tomorrow. Royal Valley dropping that first matchup here in pool play. But again, both those teams, Beloit and Royal Valley, enter this next upcoming matchup 0-1 in pool play. So again, Halstead wins it 25-15 and 25-21 over Royal Valley. Our second of five consecutive matches is in the book. So we're going to send it back to the studio. Chance Link will take care of you here for about 15, 20 minutes or so, and then we'll come back, and it'll be match number three. Battle of 0-1 teams, Beloit and Royal Valley on the other side. Hang with us. You're listening to state volleyball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan,
along with John Nixon and Greg Bevermeyer.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net.
A Hiawatha man facing multiple sex and drug charges has entered into a plea agreement. Brown County Attorney Kevin Hill said Jeremy Stover pleaded no contest Tuesday in Brown County District Court to three counts of sexual battery and three modified counts of buying sexual relations, which was previously known as prostitution. In exchange for the plea, two additional counts were dismissed. Sentencing was set for December 16th. Hill said the convictions on the sexual battery charges will require Stover to register as a sex offender for 15 years. At sentencing, he said the state will be free to ask for him to serve 12 months on each count. Hill said the victims expressed their approval with the plea agreement, especially with the requirement that he'll have to register as a sex offender for 15 years. Stover was charged in February 2023, following an investigation by the Brown County Sheriff's Office.
Richland County Commissioners met for an emergency meeting Thursday afternoon at the courthouse in Falls City. The meeting called following a devastating windstorm that hit portions of Richland County Wednesday afternoon. Straight-line winds causing severe damage to public and private property, disrupting utility service, and endangering the health and safety of citizens. Commissioners voted to authorize a declaration of emergency authorized under Nebraska statute and will execute for and on behalf of Richardson County the expenditure of emergency funds from all available sources, invoking mutual aid agreements and the application to the state of Nebraska for assistance from the governor's emergency fund and any other resources that he deems necessary in the fulfillment of his duties.
The National Weather Service says a microburst that produced straight-line winds of 80 to 100 miles an hour caused the damage in parts of Marshall and Nemaha counties Wednesday. A survey team from the Weather Service on Thursday examined the damage from the storms from near Vermilion to near Sabetha.
Nemaw County Emergency Management Director Eddie Aldrin said the Weather Service believes what some residents thought were tornadoes were in fact gustatos. A brief shallow surface-based vortex, which forms within the downburst, emanating from a thunderstorm. In Marshall County, one man was injured in the Vermilion area when his house slid off its foundation. Also, multiple outbuildings were damaged, trees and power lines down. In Nemaha County, multiple outbuildings were heavily damaged or demolished in an area from north of Centralia through Seneca and up through the Sabetha-Albany area. No injuries were reported in Nemaha County. The 2024 Hiawatha Halloween Queen was crowned Thursday evening prior to the Grand Parade, which included the 110th Annual Halloween Frolic. Selected for the honor is Morgan Wallen, a senior at Centralia High School. As the winner, Wallen will receive a $1,000 scholarship. The first runner-up and winner of a $500 scholarship was Audrey Smelsley, a senior at Sabetha High School. Named as Miss Congeniality, and the winner of a $250 scholarship was Riley Brown, a senior at Horton High School. 16 area girls competed in this year's scholarship contest. The girls were judged on an essay, talent and interview, along with leadership skills, community involvement, and scholastic achievements.
A Republican candidate running unopposed in Tuesday's general election for the role of Atchison County Register of Deeds has gained the office early. That comes as Blair Burton, during a special convention Wednesday evening, was unanimously selected to fill the post. County GOP Chair Derek Franklin, in a release, says Burton will do so until her appointment in January. Burton will fill the unexpired term of Shelley Campbell, who steps down from the role December 16th. Meanwhile, the Atchison County GOP, on December 11th, will hold a special convention to appoint a 1st District Atchison County Commissioner. That selection will fill the unexpired term of Dr. Alan Rivas, who is running unopposed for the role of 63rd District Kansas State Representative. According to Franklin, the December 11th special convention will begin that evening at 5:15 at the Atchison County Courthouse. He says all registered Atchison County Republicans interested in filling the county commission vacancy should come to the convention and campaign to the 1st District Precinct Chairpersons to be appointed.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Kansas Land Radio listening area forecast. Well, partly cloudy skies this evening, a low around 42, with winds out of southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Rain is likely on Saturday at a high near 59, with winds out of southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday night at a low around 53, with winds out of southeast at around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Showers and thunderstorms will remain likely in a Sunday at a high near 67. Showers and thunderstorms will be likely again Sunday night at a low around 57. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to be likely in a Monday at a high near 65. We'll have more good chances for showers and thunderstorms Monday night at a low around 41. We'll just have a chance of rain on Tuesday at a high near 53. There's no rain Tuesday night, instead we'll have mostly clear skies at a low around 34. Wednesday will be mostly sunny at a high near 57. Wednesday night we'll have a low of 37. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Cotter.
I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night, filling up my mind. All the heavens, rivers come to light, I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, when when the cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me, it's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good, and when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known. Take us high above the flames. I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling like the rain.